Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Part of growing up is screwing up.
Yeah.
And no one deals more with teenage consequence, maybe, than the parents of the kid who makes that mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And this story could be a reminder of that. But before we come down hard on this kid, a little detail in this story may be a reminder that more of us than we think could have been this kid had things gone slightly different. Because at this age, in your head, what's the worst that could happen?
Right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. This story comes from just east of us. A 15-year-old has been arrested after allegedly fleeing from police in a car. Authorities say they tried to pull the 15-year-old over for a traffic violation, simple traffic violation.
Yeah.
Maybe he was going too fast in a work zone, Tommy. Mm-hmm. when they did, they say he took off. And he was eventually pulled over and apprehended. Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound like there were any problems after they got him out of the car, right? And when you hear a story like this these days with other stories we've seen in the past, you would assume 15-year-old kid running from the cops.
He's not his car.
Exactly. Stolen Kia, stolen Hyundai,
right?
Joyride. Well, one little detail in the story suggests maybe that's not the case.
What's that?
Well, he wasn't charged with stealing the car.
Oh.
He was charged with unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. And we've learned here in the break room over the last year that could mean he took the car from someone he knows without their permission.
Like the family car.
Mom and dad, grandma, grandpa, without asking.
Mm-hmm.
At 15 years old. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. How old were you when you took the car keys for the first time?
I was 15.
15 years old. Mm-hmm. So you were this boy. You were once this young man.
Yes. And I was semi-authorized to have it, even though if I got pulled over, my parents' ass would have been, grass.
So it's kind of like a we'll look away here
Oh, it was worse
situation.
Than that. Yeah. Not even look away. It was authorized, don't get caught.
But, okay, so like they gave you permission to take it, though.
So I had a job after school.
Oh, he brags even though I had a job. I go to work and make money.
Making my own money on American soil.
American soil?
Working for an American company. So my parents wanted to take a vacation. So my parents left me home alone so they could go on vacation.
Okay.
And I had to get to work. So I could take the family car underage. Now, I had a learner's permit, which meant I could be in the car with an adult supervision.
Sure.
Not driving by myself. My father goes, just don't do anything stupid and get caught.
That's good advice.
But if I got caught, his ass was grass. But he really wanted to go on vacation. So he let me drive a nice full-size Cadillac to my job.
So it's just pure laziness and not wanting to deal with it, essentially?
Right. Because he wanted to go on vacation, and they were screwed.
Yeah.
So, like, with this kid who's, arrested, 15 years old, just east of us, driving a car he's not authorized to use, running from the cops. There's a reason I bring this up. It would be easy to tear into this kid.
Oh, yeah.
But this is one of the things from everyone's past that no one really talks about. Because here's the thing. It's possible that only a handful of us took our parents' cars at 15, took our parents' cars without asking, and even fewer did it before they had a driver's license, right? But it's also possible that half of 15-year-olds in American history drove their parents' cars around without their parents knowing at some point. What I'm dying to know is how common is what this kid...
Snagging the keys.
Yes, got in trouble for. Mm-hmm. Kimmy, how old were you when you took your parents' keys for the first time?
Okay, I didn't have to do it because I had a best friend who lived nearby that did it. So it's kind of like a... She took the risk, and we all benefit from that
risk. So she stole her parents' car?
I think it actually was a sibling's car.
How old?
How old was she?
Yeah.
I think it had to be 15, 16.
So she didn't have her license yet?
I don't remember, but she definitely didn't have her license. If anything, she had a permit.
Okay.
But
which is still illegal.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So just because you have a permit doesn't make it any more special.
Okay, so both of you have been a part of this.
I did it.
You
yeah.
did it, but you had your parents' permission.
For the ride.
Okay, your parents would have been like, oh, she was just along for the ride. It's totally fine. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. How old were you the first time you took mom and dad's car? Victor's on CMF. Hey, Vic, how are you, buddy?
Good morning.
Yo.
My parents were going out one night, and I had hid my father's keys because he worked at Kodak, so he had a huge keychain with his truck key and all his work keys on it.
Yeah.
And he couldn't find his keys. I took the keys to Chase Pitkin because he had a 78 Jeep Cherokee. I made a copy of the car keys, brought the keys home, put them under the couch, said, look, Dad, I found your keys. And after that, I had access to his vehicle every time they went out.
All right.
Man, total scamola.
First of all, you committed counterfeit forgery.
Key fraud.
Second, key fraud. Second of all, Victor, did you ever get caught?
I never got caught. This thing was a piece of junk. The gas gauge didn't work. I literally had a 2x4 underneath the seat because you could see to the street as you were driving. But they still drove it. So 78 Jeep Cherokee. I'll never forget it. A great time, man.
Did you have a girlfriend?
Go cruising.
Did you have a girlfriend at the time?
I did not. We never took the girlfriend out of the vehicle. I was always taking my buddies out.
Well, yeah, why would you not want to put a girlfriend in a car where you had to put a 2x4 over a hole in the floor?
Bro, it still works at that age, trust me.
Hey, Vic, let me ask you before we let you go. You know your father. If he would have found out, at 15 years old, you had copied his keys and stolen his car multiple times, what would have happened to you?
My father would have hit me so hard, and then my mother would have said, stand back because it's my turn. I woke up.
Sounds like a nice
grew up in an Italian family, and they would have beaten the hell out of me, but they never found out.
Attaboy, Vic. Out. Way to go. Way to go, buddy.
Thanks.
Victor, thank you for the call. Hey, have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I see you guys on hold. It's so funny, man, because, like, he sounds like a normal-ass guy.
Yeah.
Right? And you read the story, and you look at this kid, how could he?
Yeah.
It is amazing how not only how many of us were capable of doing this exact thing when we were kids.
Yeah.
But how we will look back on it fondly, knowing how horrifically bad it could have gone.
Oh, I'm trying to think, like, because my parents left me home alone. And, yeah, I did all the bad stuff in 3 days that I could squeeze in.
Right?
I had a girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had access to booze. And I took advantage of both of those things.
But you're also the same kind of guy who will just see two teenage kids walking down your street and go, what are those kids up to?
Because I know what they're capable of.
So let's say hypothetically, and I see you guys on hold. Don't go anywhere. Hypothetically, for the sake of the discussion, you have a 15-year-old kid pulled over after he runs from the cops, and he did it in his mom and dad's car, and they didn't know he took it. If you are his parents, what is the punishment?
Well, the running from the cops is the fly in the ointment here.
You think just taking the ticket, it would have been like, oh, well, hey, you pulled over for the cops, so everything's okay.
Well, you really added a lot to the...
Okay.
To the situation.
That's a valid point. Let's take away the running from the cops. They get pulled over.
And
15 years old, stole mom and dad's car keys. What's the punishment?
I mean, the kid needs to be punished, but you kind of understand the motivation.
Whoa, yeah. It doesn't mean it's not terrible. Yeah.
I understand that, but I also did it. So I get with the kid. I get the excitement, the temptation.
You would be the worst father ever because...
No, I don't think so because I've done some of this stuff, so I understand it.
Look, I get that you're dressed like an 80s dad today, but it doesn't mean you have to go down this like soft-handed route.
I'm not saying soft-handed, but like, you know, I kind of get it.
I'm lighting that kid up.
Why?
What do you mean, why? You stole my car!
You didn't have a car in your house you could afford to drive. None of them had fan belts.
They did throw a lot of belts. My dad had a whole garage full of fan belts. Just in case. All right, so let me ask you then. What's the punishment?
At home? Yeah. I agree. Grounding.
For how long?
2 weeks.
Kimmy, what are you punishing a kid?
See, it's tough because I would say the first thing you'd want to do is take the car away, right? Like, you're not driving anywhere. Like, we're going to put this on hold. But then again, depending on how many activities your kid's in and how often they're going to need that car.
You're hanging yourself.
Because I do remember parents trying to pull this move, but then they'd be like, oh, the kid's got to go to work. Oh, well, the kid's got to be here. So they'd be like, okay, you could go to and from here, but that's it.
I mean, she's right. Like, you could be punishing yourself. But here's the thing. If you don't punish the kid harshly, right? Like, that kid's just going to go back and do it again.
But all those kids that get punished harshly also kept doing the same thing as the kids that had the lighter-handed parent. Like, if you go look at the averages, it didn't really change.
You have no numbers to back that up.
I have my buddies, and I saw, like, these hard-ass Christian parents that were, like, brutal on their kids. They were the worst kids, man. Like, as soon as they got out of the house, they ran effing wild.
So, but here's the thing. If you, with your parents' soft-handed punishment, would have turned out completely different, you would have an argument. But you also turned out somehow a bigger piece of crap.
What are you talking about? I pay all the rules and regulations stuff.
No, you don't. You got three tickets for the last month.
And more coming.
252 WCMF again. We're talking about this 15-year-old just east of us. He was arrested after police say, police tried to pull him over. He took off running. Mm. He eventually was arrested, and he's going to be in juvenile court, right? Mm. All that stuff. But in the story, it doesn't say he stole the car. It said unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, which could mean he took the car from mom, dad, grandma, grandpa.
Family wheels.
And we're asking 252-WCMF, how old were you when you took mom and dad's keys for the first time? Let's talk to Perry. Hey, Perry, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good. How you doing?
Good, brother.
So I got a story. I was 16. My stepbrother was 15. And there was two other friends of ours. We took my stepfather's car and drove to New York City. And we left, Rochester probably, 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. We didn't get back till like 5 in the morning. We never made it to New York City. The tires were bald on the car. The exhaust was leaking on it. My buddy in the back seat almost died of carbon monoxide poisoning. We got home. It was probably 5:30 in the morning. My stepfather was in the military, so he was sitting on the porch waiting for us.
Oh.
We got busted, but it was worth the trip. We had a blast.
Wait, so you thought
we never did make it?
Wait, so you guys are also really crappy at simple math because you thought you could go to New York and back in 5 hours?
Why not?
You don't even get to the outer boroughs.
We didn't even have a map or anything. We just thought, okay, we'd get on the thruway. It's in New York City, 350 miles.
So where'd you get to Poughkeepsie and turn around?
I don't even know where we were when we turned around.
Well, look, I mean,
we weren't going to make it before sunrise. So.
In the defense of Perry, right? Sure. Like, this is a time before MapQuest, right? So you just go. All right. Perry, what was the punishment your old man handed down when he caught you?
Okay, so we had been up all night. We had to scrape the front porch of our house. It had a huge front porch. We had to scrape the porch and paint it before we got to get any sleep at all. So it was probably 3 p.m. before we.
That day you had to do it.
And he's been up all night.
Oh no, we started right away. He had two scrapers out and paintbrushes out when we got home.
Never let a crisis go to waste.
Barry, thanks for the call, buddy. I really appreciate it.
All right,
we got a ton of Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. I see you guys on hold. Sit tight. We're talking about the age you took your parents' car for the first time. Brian writes us, I took my dad's car when I was 15. Went to the mall with my friend. Got back without anyone knowing. I told him about it 10 years later. Mike writes us, I would drive my dad's truck when I was 14. He worked at the same place my mom did, so they'd drive together. During summer vacation, I took it without telling them during the day, but it's different because I lived in the country. Can we talk about that for a second?
What's that? Yeah, country rules are way different.
No, it's not. That argument comes up a bunch all the time. Kimmy, we hear it from people, you know, oh, I lived in the country, it's different.
Mm. Yeah.
If you're driving on your own property, fine, that's a valid argument. Yeah. But the laws on 5 and 20 are the same as the laws on 104. Which is also kind of the country sometimes.
Yeah, but I think it's legal if you don't go across county lines.
None of that is true.
That's where you take her out there and check her for ticks.
None of that is true. No, I mean, if you get pulled over on 5 and 20, or you
still
get,
in trouble.
Yeah, or 390.
It's country justice.
No, that sounds worse.
Country time, like the lemonade.
Country justice is worse than not country justice.
Country time.
252 WCMF. Before you get back to the phones, one more Facebook message. Mm. Greg writes us, I have a twin brother. We'd both take our mom's car at 15 and 16 before we had our licenses. If she went somewhere without her car, she'd leave the keys on the ring and would never suspect a thing.
Oh.
It's amazing how many parents didn't realize what their kids are capable of as we're reading these stories and hearing these stories, right?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, also no women.
Well, no, the only one is Kimmy's.
Yeah.
Oh, good call. You're right. I'm sorry.
Maybe.
But yeah. But I always thought like guys did this more than girls.
I don't know. I knew a girl that did it. Yeah. So that's all I got.
Renegade.
Liz is up and Kim is out to go to Claire's. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Tommy. Tom, how are you, buddy?
Hey, what's going on?
Great to talk to you, Tom.
Hey, so you're talking about punishment. I remember in high school, two different kids, like, disappeared off the face of the earth. they were not citizens anymore. And running into them after high school, it was like, yeah, my dad sent me to live with my aunt, or I had to go to school, you know, I ended up, you know, it was like their dad just put them on the shelf.
Yeah, no, it's funny you say that. There was one kid I went to high school with, good buddy of mine, right? And then something happened at school, and he ended up at, what was that, like that BOCES program where they put the kids that are like a problem. And we never saw the kid again. And then we were out drinking one night. It's like, oh my God, he's alive!
So it was because of crap like that?
Yeah, he did something terrible at school. I can't remember what it was.
Got
but yeah, he literally disappeared. I mean, it takes a lot to get kicked out of a public school.
Yeah. True.
You know what
exactly.
I mean? Tom, thanks for the call, buddy. We'll take one more call, 252-WCMF. Guy we haven't heard from in a while.
Who's that?
Big old Steve. Hey, Big Steve. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
I got a girl story for you.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's my sister. Don't get too excited.
I'm even more excited now. Big Steve's little sister. Big Steve, what are you saying, bud? What do you got?
So, I know. I guess I was 15, somewhere around there. She's 17, doesn't have her license yet. So she gets her friend, whose name is Norma.
No, this story sucks now.
No. This gets good. Oh. They steal my mother's car, which was this huge 1980s Lincoln. Like, huge, this thing. They steal it. My parents are out. It's my mother's 40th surprise birthday party. My father flies in everybody. From Kentucky and California, the whole world is there. She steals the car. I'm supposed to be home. They call the house. I'm not. They come back from New York City because we were living on the island at the time. They left an opera. They left everything. they finally come home. I'm in the house. My father walks in. I was on the landing. We had a big staircase. He stood on one step. He grabbed me by the shirt. I don't think I hit one step on the way down. When I was telling him the story, I mentioned the word Norma. He hears Norman. So he calls the cops. There's 1,000 cops at the house. They're questioning me. He's threatening to kill me. She comes home in the middle of all this with Norma. So then he starts screaming at me for telling him the wrong name. If the cops weren't there, I would have been a pile of child. And that's it.
All right. So
that's what you get for being a narc, Big Steve.
Steve, what was
he was going to kill me. I'm throwing her under the bus no matter what. I'm not taking the heat for that.
So when it was all said and done, what was the final punishment for you and your sister?
She got punished for a year, couldn't drive.
Oof.
And I got sent to boarding school.
Seriously?
I got sent to boarding school, yeah. Because, well, it wasn't the first time I covered for her. And if she didn't steal the car, I would have. It was just the icing on the cake.
Well, you ended up a lawyer, I'm sorry, go ahead, Steve.
No, you're right. I mean, how I wound up a lawyer is a whole other thing. But, yeah, that's the deal.
Look, Steve, great story, buddy. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate
it. Damn.
Stolen car to boarding school.
And he didn't really do anything but just stay quiet.
Well, and he also,
But there was a gap in the story where he wasn't home, but he didn't say what he was doing.
If we weren't late, I wanted more of that story. But we got to take a break. All Here's the question.
What's the question?
Where were you for the fried chicken wars of Rochester of 2024? And
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service.
A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rochester is known for certain types of food.
Yeah.
So much so that there are knockdown, drag-out arguments about which places do these foods the best.
Oh, yeah.
But this food in Rochester, out of nowhere, has taken center stage.
What's happening?
For some inexplicable reason. We've got like a dozen of these kinds of restaurants in the greater Rochester area, and all of them are vying for best fried chicken.
Damn.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Last week, something happened.
What happened?
Two new fried chicken places opened up down the street from each other.
Really?
Chick Magnet opened up their second location in the old Shaler's in Brighton, right there on
West
End.
Yeah. That's a hot spot.
Yeah, it is.
Ooh, yeah.
So hot the Shaler's isn't there anymore. And Dave's Hot Chicken, which is a national chain, opened up their first and only Rochester location in the old Boston Market on Jefferson Road.
Oh, this is right up your alley.
You don't even know.
I know. You always big fried chicken bucket boy.
I am a bucket boy. I'm happily a bucket boy. So both places folks rave about.
Yeah.
And both places were packed all weekend long. So I've had Chick Magnet before. I love Chick Magnet. Mm-hmm. I went and tried.
So is it like female owned or something?
No, you're thinking of Smoking Hot Chicks.
Oh, they were yeah, in yeah, yeah. Ah, okay. Yeah.
So I went to Dave's Hot Chicken because I never had Dave's Hot Chicken before. Oh my God, is it good.
All right. So it's all fried chicken.
Yeah. You got it. But these two stores are far from the only Rochester places doing the chicken thing. Right now in Rochester, if you want fried chicken, the options you have, you got Chicken Out on Charlotte Street in the city. You got Bobo's Chicken Shack on Joseph. You got BB.Q Chicken on Monroe. That's just the city. Mm. If you hit the suburbs, you got Nashville's Hot Chicken in Victor. Dickie's Fried Chicky, also in Victor. Wings Over Rochester in Henrietta. Cluck If You Buck in Fairport for now. And that doesn't include the classic fried chicken standards that are Rochester. Country Suite with their locations. One on Mount Hope, one in Greece. And Sales Birdland.
Institution.
With their sauce that no one else in the world can replicate. By the way, I know I'm forgetting some great fried chicken joints.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy, we are living through a Rochester fried chicken renaissance.
Oh.
And it doesn't make sense.
What do you mean? Everybody loves chicken.
Okay, I get that everyone loves chicken.
And you can do so much with chicken.
You can fry it.
You can broil it.
No, but this is fried chicken. This is exclusively fried.
No, but I'm saying, but I don't know anybody because chicken, not for me. Unless you're a vegetarian, you eat chicken.
Okay, but again, I get it. If you went to a place called All Kinds of Chicken, I would understand the point that you're making here, right? This, what we're discussing, exclusively fried chicken.
Yeah. Well, it's the number one chicken.
And why it doesn't make sense, the phone number being 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Rochester is really known for three foods.
Yeah.
The garbage plate, classic Italian-American, and pizza.
Yeah.
And because we are so good at those things, there is always an argument about who does which one best, right? Where to get the best plate, who's got the best Sunday sauce, which pizza in Rochester is superior. Mm. But Tommy, all of those foods that we just named have existed in Rochester for over 100 years.
Yeah.
Fried chicken, outside of Sales and Country Suite, who do it super unique with their sauce, have not been in this town short of 5 years ago. So what the hell happened? If fried chicken, which I agree with you, is so delicious, why did it take up until 2020 for the great fried chicken boom of Rochester?
Maybe it's because, like, you're, what's the big one you guys love?
Chick-fil-A.
No, the one, Chick-fil-A.
You're thinking of Chick-fil-A.
Maybe those kind of started pushing people towards it?
Maybe that did kind of kick it off.
It's a fried chicken sandwich.
Different fried chicken, though.
It is, but, did it raise the interest in it? Because we know, other than like KFC here in town, like, could you name another like chain fried chicken place?
I couldn't even name a local fried chicken place other than Sales and Country Suite before 5 years ago.
Right.
Here's why you're...
And those really didn't really expand. They were just always kind of there.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, Country Suite had one location on Monroe, one on Mount Hope, but you're right. It's been growing. Okay. Here's why your Chick-fil-A take is a stupid take.
The world's largest chicken server?
Okay, here's why. Chicken, fried chicken sandwich is fine. Like, right? We had the fried chicken sandwich wars of 2019 when Popeyes and McDonald's and everyone was going up against each other. But a piece of fried chicken versus a chicken sandwich, completely different monsters.
Yeah, but it still gets you in the mood.
Nah, no.
It's fried chicken.
It's a bad take.
You're overthinking it.
No.
Once again, you take these base foods and take it too far.
But there's so it goes beyond the fried chicken.
Fried chicken is not a base food. Go ahead.
It goes beyond the fried chicken because some people have better sides. Some people have better sauces. You know what I mean? Like there's a lot to the fried chicken that can make you stand out if you're one of these, especially like the mom and pop places.
No, she hit that on the head, man. You go to Chick-fil-A, what am I getting waffle fries on the side, right? And they're fine. They're good. I like the waffle fries.
You're the one who was raving about it.
I like the waffle fries. I like Chick-fil-A, but I see here's the thing. I like Chick-fil-A maybe only because we didn't have a boom in fried chicken. Now, Chick-fil-A, hot garbage.
So you want to eat fried chicken on its own, no bread.
You got it. Well, no, bread if there's
no,
bread.
I mean, you want to eat like a bucket of chicken. You want to eat like a chicken thigh a drumstick. Yeah. You don't want a sandwich.
But I'll also eat it in a styrofoam container if that fried chicken is over a piece of bread with sauce over the top.
Well, that's not really a sandwich.
Well, so I'm just saying, I don't want you to be all particular later when I'm like, well, the bread kind of matters.
So you like the Nashville chicken? Because that's got pickles.
Nashville. Oh, yeah. The pickles and chicken are also important.
All right.
No, but Kimmy brought up the sides. That's the difference between what we're talking about here. But
they're all pretty base.
They're holy crap.
But mashed potato, mac salad.
I mean,
Who serves mashed potato?
First of all, like the mac and cheese is a game changer for most of these places because if I go there and your mac and cheese sucks,
it
tastes like it's 3 days old and you just heated it up in a microwave.
Mac
like,
and cheese is
I'm
so
out.
Base.
I'm
Get
out. It's
of
not
my base.
It's base.
All these places have like the most delicious mac and cheese,
Shut
but they're all
but it's
different.
Still mac and cheese.
No, it's not. No.
Different noodles.
Oh, really? You're telling me that Kraft mac and cheese out of a box and soul food mac and cheese at a family reunion are the same thing?
Yeah. Because it all started from the same origins, man. And it's basically the same thing, except y'all put hot sauce on it.
Shut up! You are the dumbest person that's ever lived.
You sauce up the mac and cheese. I get it.
If you go
I never got the mac and cheese.
You're a bitch.
Who doesn't get mac and cheese?
I like it.
No, you don't.
I don't need it. People get crazy over it.
What don't you understand?
Because it's just a base side.
Shut up! Oh my God, I'm mad at you right now.
It is.
Oh, my God.
It's like you couldn't afford potatoes.
This is the worst take you've ever had.
And I would think.
I like mac and cheese.
Also, mac and cheese is more expensive than a fried potato wedge. And I would know.
No, mac and cheese is cheap.
No.
You can buy that box of Wegmans for like 19 cents a box.
Oh, my God. It's not the same mac and cheese. Okay, let me reset before we keep yelling at him. Shut up. 252-WCMF. We're talking about the great fried chicken wars of 2024. Out of nowhere, you have these massive amounts of fried chicken joints that have opened up. There's two like right around the corner from each other that opened up over the weekend in Henrietta. Chick Magnet and the old Shaler's on West Henrietta Road. Dave's Hot Chicken, a national chain that opened up on Jefferson Road. I had Dave's Hot Chicken for the first time. It was delicious, but locally, Chicken Out on Charlotte Street. Bobo's Chicken Shack on Joseph. BB.Q Chicken in Monroe. Dickie's Fried Chicky. Wings over Rochester. Cluck if you buck. Sales Birdland. Country Suite. So much chicken.
Oh, my goodness.
What's also interesting to me, too, is places, and I'm totally just, you just said that, the place that catered your...
Chicken Out.
What, Chicken Out.
Those were chicken tenders.
They started like almost like word of mouth. Like they didn't even have like a brick and mortar place you could go into and get it. Like this was just like a truck, I think.
It was a pop up place.
It was a pop up spot, and then like people loved it so much, and it just kept growing and growing. It was such a natural thing, natural progression.
You said tendies. They have tendies. The tendies are good. They will also do a full fried chicken for you.
Oh, look at that!
You can get thighs and legs and all that good stuff. Right?
How's that mac and cheese though?
Really good. They got good mac and cheese. Bro, you don't know nothing.
Probably get out of the gut. I can remember the first time I ever went to an actual soul food restaurant.
Oh, please. Okay, let's all gather around and hear about the time Tommy met black people for the first
time. No, I had met other black people too. And I remember going into this place, and I want to say it was outside of Memphis. And it looked really cool, right?
Yeah.
And they kept pushing the mac and cheese on me, even though I didn't want it. Yeah, like, to the point, they just put it on my plate.
How do you get soul food and not get mac and cheese?
Because there was like so many interesting sides I wanted to try, right? And she kept saying, and it comes with mac and cheese. I go, I'm fine with that. I don't need to waste my time with that.
Waste my time?
I don't think she liked the way I said that.
Yeah.
I wanted more. I wanted collard greens.
Oh, is that what you want? I'm cool. Check me out. I want collard greens.
Well, how much collard greens do you think you get normally when you're a kid in South Florida? Not much.
Okay. Look, I don't know what your life's like. I'm just saying you don't know nothing about mac
they
and cheese.
They were pushing a mac and cheese agenda on me that I did not appreciate.
You know what's funny? As we talk about the great fried chicken wars of 2024 that we are living through right now, every person in Rochester, no matter their ethnic background, race, religion, can have knowledgeable discussions about which plate sauce is best.
Mm.
Right now, you can talk to an Irish guy, an Italian guy, a Greek guy, and they can give
you... Oh, you're all in jail?
They could give you their take on the right consistency of a gnocchi.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. How thick the perfect pizza crust is. But fried chicken, as you brought up being in Memphis, it's a southern food. It's soul food.
Yeah.
And it's only been the last few years that we've been exposed to it. So, like, it's almost like we don't know what we don't know about what real fried chicken is. And it doesn't make sense, again, that because of that, so many places have opened up. There's lines at all of them, and everyone can't get enough fried chicken.
All right.
It doesn't make sense.
Mm.
And then you got your bad mac and cheese take. You're an idiot.
This is why you were 300 effing pounds, man.
Why?
Because your old man's passing out at the hospital. Mac and cheese, you got to eat the right mac and cheese.
You do.
Well, if you're going to go mac and cheese, you get the good stuff.
Okay, I'm done yelling about
the good stuff.
It's not a bag of Coke, man.
I would rather have a bag of mac and cheese than a bag of Coke.
Are you kidding me?
I'd even snort it.
You probably did when you fell asleep in a plate.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Mike. Hey, Mike, how are you, buddy?
Hey, what's up? You guys are forgetting the gold standard of chicken, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Can we ban Mike from ever calling the show ever again? You're not serious right now.
Yes, Kentucky Fried Chicken is the best. Is the best chicken.
Okay, look,
and
I'm not...
And macaroni and cheese is macaroni and cheese. Give me some cheddar and noodle and melt it. That's macaroni
All right,
and
Mike, I was gonna fight for you, but after that statement, I can't anymore.
All right, first I'll say this before we start to destroy Mike as a human being.
Yeah.
I'm not here to besmirch KFC.
Yeah, right? I mean, it was...
We all were raised on it.
Yeah, yeah. There's a reason they've stayed in business.
Sure. KFC's just, it's all well and good, right? But if you're going to give me a local place that is going to hand bread and fry and do their own spices and all that stuff, I'm going to take that. Now, Mike, where are you from, buddy?
I'm from Webster.
You live in Webster. You're a disgrace to every person that's ever lived in the town of Webster. They are taking down the sign that says where life is worth living because of what you just said. Right, they're on their way to your house right now to lead you out of town with pitchforks and torches.
The only place in Webster to have chicken is Kentucky Fried Chicken, so I guess I'm biased in that way. That where else am I going to go?
Yeah, man, if you could only get over that wall they built around Webster. Mike, thanks for the call, buddy.
Eating so much macaroni and cheese, maybe I could.
What a terrible take, Mike. Thank you. You know what he looks like, too. He's like skinny-ass, dork-ass bitch.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, okay, KFC's real good, guys. Oh, is that crap mac and cheese?
I mean, there's nothing wrong with KFC, but if I have the choice, and you have all these other options at your fingertips.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Shut up. God. Are we becoming a spicy town?
But the fried chicken...
Well, you can get hot.
But do you see that as like a go-to spicy food if you're somebody that likes the heat?
Yeah, I would say we're a spicy town because we love chicken wigs.
Okay,
you're right about the hot sauce on our plates.
Okay, and on top of that, right, like, not to mention, we're seeing a rise in Asian and Mexican places.
Indian food, very spicy.
All those foods can set your mouth on fire.
A lot of spice.
Because, like, I don't know, I didn't watch a lot of people growing up eat, like, the hottest of hot wings. I kind of thought that, you know, like, again, if we're talking traditional ethnicity, we didn't have a lot of folks that grew up here that loved hot food. Like, Italians aren't, like, super fans of spicy, are they?
Not super.
Okay, yeah. And I'm Irish. We hate spicy stuff, right? But as I'm tasting this stuff that I never had growing up, the Indian and the Asian the authentic fried chicken... Although it's painful, I am finding myself drawn to the spicier rubs and sauces and things.
It is a little painful.
Yeah.
Watch somebody cry and eat at the same time.
Like, I accidentally ate, because like that Dave's Hot Chicken that I was at on Sunday, they have like 9 levels of spice.
Yeah.
And I had gotten, for me and the family, I gotten like a couple of mild, a couple of medium, and just like a couple of spicy. And then they had like 4 spicy, and 4 spicy beyond that. And I accidentally had a bite of one of the hot ones. And it took me like 10 minutes.
It can F you up, man. There's some peppers out there that some people tell you.
You get a little piece of it and
you're
done.
This may not be for you.
But here's the thing. What? Here's the thing. There were four levels of spice beyond that.
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with you if you're
in
that?
You can't handle it. And by the way, I can't imagine what that does to your system passing through.
I can tell you. I was fine.
No, your rectum's going to look like a cherry lifesaver.
You know, as we continue screaming at each other about food here, it's not just how a food tastes that will make you want it. It's where you are eating that food. Because no one is here to argue that this wouldn't be delicious, but it's not the right time and place for something like this.
Like where my ass is sitting?
You got it. Oh. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF Subway announced over the weekend that they are now selling a holiday-themed foot-long cookie.
Yep.
Did you see the foot-long cookie?
Yeah, because they've had another cookie that's a foot-long, too, before this.
So Subway has
like a chocolate chip-looking thing?
Yep, Subway has been selling several foot-long snacks. They had the chocolate chip cookie, they had another type of cookie, and they were selling a foot-long pretzel.
Oh, okay.
Along with their sub-offerings. Right. Okay. Now, I'm not one to get caught up on calories when we have these discussions.
All right.
But this holiday cookie, which looks like it is made of chocolate, has like peppermint shavings on it, and white and regular chocolate chips.
So it looks very Christmassy.
This foot-long cookie has 1,330 calories.
Well,
in it.
You're not supposed to eat the whole thing yourself, even though you're likely ordering it for yourself.
Who are you sharing a foot-long cookie?
Yeah, because I went out for a sub and a dessert. So the great thing about this cookie is you don't have to make any plans for New Year's Day.
So they debuted, like you said, the giant foot-long cookie back last January, right? And here, it's been a massive success enough where they're going to keep rolling these out, it seems. And here's what's weird about that.
What's that?
It seems like a wrong place, wrong time food.
What do you mean?
If I'm walking through the mall and I see someone selling a foot-long cookie, maybe I'll indulge in that.
Yeah.
Because, right, I'm walking, I'm talking, it's like a fun time. If I'm at Seabreeze or the county fair and they're selling a foot-long cookie, well, this is a fun time. And I'm out of my element, I'll eat a foot-long cookie there. In the middle of the day, on the way home from work or eating on lunch, doesn't seem like foot-long cookie time.
Yes, it does.
Why is that?
Because every sub shop you go to always has those ginormous chocolate chip cookies sitting right there. So people are getting their sandwiches and eating these cookies that are the size of Frisbees.
Okay, all right.
They are. They're this goddamn big.
Okay, for God's sake, you're at a sub shop.
Seriously. No, they're
that thick.
No, they're like that big, and they are thick.
They do make some good cookies.
But it seems like people want a cookie with their sub. That's my point.
Sometimes it comes in a package.
And they're eating it at lunch. You get a four-pack of damn things.
You get a little side bag of chips and
a
cookie.
It's like a stack of 45.
You guys are talking about two different things. A stack. Kimmy doesn't get that joke at all.
Yes, she does.
Like Kimmy, what's a stack?
Records. You're into vinyl.
Why are you yelling at me?
Because you're into vinyl.
Because he doesn't know about food and he's being exposed as a jackass. No, look, man, I understand that people like cookies with their subs. I get the sweet and the salty. What I'm saying
why don't you get it?
A foot of cookie.
I like how that's the length of cookie. Now you're flabbergasted at when they're selling you foot-long goddamn sandwiches and 42-ounce sodas.
Yeah, oh, my God.
You can dock a jet ski in those things.
A standard sub is 12 inches. Foot-long sub. That is a standard length of sub.
So we're accustomed to putting already a foot of food into your gullet.
Some more than others, it seems. No, but like a sub is a meal. I'm eating a sub for a meal. This is a foot-long snack.
But this is your side.
It's a foot-long. No, you shouldn't. Your side should not be the same length as your meal.
But I think we've caught up. I think it is now. I think the side is also going to be as big as your meal, as your entree.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Here's what I'm getting at, I guess, right? There are some foods that just don't work outside of certain special places. Like, Kimmy, you wouldn't eat Dippin' Dots or cotton candy outside of, like, a circus or a sporting event.
Yeah, sporting event.
Carnival.
Fair,
Carnival food.
Could you imagine going over to someone's house, they invite you over, right? And you're just talking, they go, and as you're talking, they reach into their pantry, pull out a bag of cotton candy.
I would be grossed out.
But, like, nuggets, no big deal. Yeah. Nom, 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 nom. Right, and we've kept those things separate forever, even as we expand our food universe. Can you guys think of a single carnival or ballpark food, traditional, that is now acceptable to eat at home?
Nachos. Nachos was a restaurant food that made it into the house. Because the only place you used to get nachos was at a restaurant. And now people do them all the time at home.
Yeah, homemade nachos. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. The birth of the that's a house good nacho. One.
Okay, so outside of house nachos, anything else?
I feel like there's some obvious ones we're forgetting.
Well, because like even the hot dog, it's hard to go to a restaurant or like a fast food restaurant and find a hot dog. And even at home, you're not making hot dogs on a regular basis. It's like a cookout thing.
Yeah, it's more of a summertime food.
Right, and that's a standard American food.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe we're missing a $1 million idea here.
Which would
home
be...
park food?
Oh, no, not home. 252-WCMF. We're talking about how Subway announced they're releasing a holiday cookie. It's got peppermint shavings on it. It's a foot long.
Mm.
It's got 1,300 calories.
God damn.
And it's surprising because it's such like a fun food that people would be willing to eat stuff like this just on their lunch. Is there a market for carnival restaurant?
Oh, just all carnies? Call it carnies.
Well, I don't... That sounds like... I wouldn't want to eat at a place called carnies, would you? Like a place that'll sell you like bloomin' onions, fried Oreos, a corn dog.
Oh, of course it would hit.
The whole menu. Okay, let's think about it before you go, oh, people like food, I eat it.
I could say, I think it would have to couple it with something else, like a sports bar.
So Carney Sports Bar.
Right. So you're like, you're watching the game, you're not, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like you're in the element a little bit. And you're eating that kind of like stadium food.
Okay, so it's not like a Subway where I would sit down and concentrate on eating my bloomin' onion. Okay,
but you're hanging and you're watching and you're drinking beer and stuff and you're enjoying all this stuff.
Okay, so
I think that's how you do it.
So you would be selling ballpark food inside a sports bar. An interesting idea.
Even like those crazy stuff you get like those Texas State Fair where they deep fry everything and it doesn't even make sense.
Like fried butter?
Yes.
Fried sticko butter.
Right.
You know what's funny is like, you know, your argument is start selling more basic ballpark food in bars, whereas stadiums are going the other way where they're selling
they're going gourmet.
Yeah, they're going legitimate bar appetizers in stadium. Kimmy, would you eat at a restaurant called Carney's that would sell corn dogs and bloomin' onions and fried Oreos?
Hell yeah, especially if it was like a counter service kind of thing where you could just grab whatever you want on a tray and go sit down.
Oh, cafeteria style?
Yeah, I think I'd like that better than actually, it would be weird to like sit down with a menu and have like a waiter or waitress bringing you a corn dog.
Would you like to try the Crystal Pepsi? 252-WCMF. We had asked what like fun foods have made it back into the house. You came up with nachos.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one. Might be the only one. Chris is on CMF. Hey, Chris. How are you, buddy?
Morning, guys. The carny food that some people I think eat at home would be like candy apple, caramel apple.
But you made them at your house?
Who eats a candied apple at home, you psycho?
Like you made it.
They do sell them at Wegmans.
Yeah, they sell them at Wegmans. They sell the kits at Wegmans. That's the only reason I brought it up, because I've seen those before.
All right, Chris, when's the last time you made a candy apple at home?
Never.
Okay. So you do get where I'm going with this question, Chris.
Right, but I'm just saying, you ask, and I've seen them at, like I said, Wegmans.
I do. I remember kids doing this like around Halloween. Like their parents would set up like a candy apple station at their house.
Okay, Chris, would you eat at our restaurant, Carney's?
Yeah, sounds. That would be an amazing place.
All right.
All the servers are drifters.
Chris, thanks for the call, bro.
How
this might
does
be
this
our
not exist
idea.
As a food truck already? Because it seems like easy food to like take with you on the go.
Well, it's too much variety probably for a food truck.
And I would argue that there are food trucks that kind of already do this because you're in like a festival setting.
True,
and you're at a food
that's
truck,
true.
You know
yeah,
what I
you
mean?
Wouldn't need it at a food truck.
Like this would be a I'm sitting down and eating carnival food.
Do you think chicken wings would be something that would fall into that? Because chicken wings didn't start out as a food at home.
No, but it started out as a bar food. I'm right, talking about.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I look at bar
like
food as
sticks.
Separate than... Yeah.
Ooh, like, it is at carnivals a lot. I don't know why.
Mozzarella sticks. Can we just yell like mozzarella sticks into a microphone?
Who doesn't love mozzarella sticks?
Dude, it's so funny, too, with mozzarella sticks, right? Like, how that has become a socially acceptable appetizer. Because if I asked you, like, hey, man, do you want to eat 6 string cheeses in a row? No.
Deep fry.
What if I deep fry them? Yeah, I'm in. All right.
A little marinara sauce. Oh, nice.
252-WCMF. We'll take one more call. Talking about this foot-long Christmas cookie that Subway is selling along their other footlong snacks. Rammer's got the last word. Hey, Rammer, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Duffy, you're a psycho. I don't know how many cookies you tend to eat when there's like a pile of them, but the other night I got a craving for homemade chocolate chip cookies. By the time I got done baking them, I had probably scarfed down a dozen.
No, look, I'm not saying that. You're right. Once I get into a box of cookies, I'm like a dog in the garbage can, right?
My point is, look at the square inches. It's like if you get one of those big Frisbee-sized cookies versus a foot-long cookie, it's probably the same amount of cookie. The only problem is you just can't take the whole thing in your mouth at one point in time, right?
Well, I mean, look, we can't all be as talented as you, Remmer.
Hey, so going, you know, the other thing is that this carny idea, and I wanted to call in last time you had that conversation. That's exactly the restaurant that should go into that building down in Charlotte.
Carnies.
All carnival food.
Ooh.
Fried dough, nachos, corn dogs, ooh, all that. That place, huge hit. Let's go. Let's set it up. I'll finance it.
Okay, yeah, Remmer's going to finance it. Oh, I got 12 cookies to offer.
We might even get a Lugia's truck down there for the summer.
Let's do it. Remmer, thanks for the call, buddy. That's actually the smartest Carnies thing Remmer's ever said.
The Carnies stand.
Carnies at Charlotte.
Yeah, it's love a perfect... it. Perfect atmosphere.
Yeah. Boom! Yeah. But see, here's the thing. It's not what we're aiming for because it's actually a fun atmosphere.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about, Carnies would be in like a strip mall on
Carnies on the Jeff. That's what you call it.
Carnies on the Jeff.
I'm out of the idea.
Why? That's a great name.
I have retracted my idea and you can't use it.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.